Hi everybody. I wanted to get the word out there about our new Kickstarter. At the end of May, Indie PopCon is coming to Indianapolis, and we are trying to put up a couple of booths in their podcast alley. Head over to Kickstarter. You can go to tinyurl.com/nerdpopkick and check out what we have to offer for rewards, what all's going on, how much we need. We're most of the way to our goal already, but we'd love to have some more support and reach some stretch goals. So, thank you for your support and your time, and we will talk to you real soon.
You better button your brain, you're in the nerd's domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to our second Kickstarter podcast this week. I'm here with Travis Chance of Action Phase Games to talk about Heroes Wanted. Say hi, Travis.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing?
So, Travis, let's get into a couple of questions we try and ask everybody. And these are pretty important, so I want you to think hard on these. In the impending zombie apocalypse, what is your weapon of choice?
Could my weapon be someone else with a weapon?
That's a good call.
I don't know.
Okay.
I guess I watch Walking Dead. My wife and I talk about this, actually. She doesn't want to admit that that's what she's doing. She's like, we need to have an emergency preparedness kit. I'm like, you mean a zombie kit, right? Zombie crash kit. She's like, come on, there's never going to be any zombies. But if there was, I don't know. I'm like most immature adult males that I have like weapons and things in my collection of nerdiness. So I've got like, you know, a katana and things like that, though I doubt I would wield it with much efficiency. I don't know. I would use my ability to climb trees to stay alive.
That's a good call. All right. Question two, given all the sci-fi you know, what planet do you most want to visit?
I mean, I still like Mars. I made a game about Mars, my obsession of Mars, so my first game, so I'm going to stick with Mars.
Mars, okay. Let's go ahead and talk about your project. We'll start with your sales pitch. What exactly is Heroes Wanted, and why do you have such a passion for it?
Heroes Wanted is a tactical board game where players take the role of aspiring hero hopefuls, essentially hero wannabes. The story of the game is that there is a group of superpowered elite team called the Champions of Zeta City. Zeta City is the fictional city in which the game takes place. And they have announced that Fastodon, the world's fastest mammoth, one of their charter members, has retired. So they are looking to bolster their ranks with one new recruit. And as a delusional superhero, of course, you feel that you are the most deserving of this this open spot in the team. So players essentially are running around trying to get their name in the news and gain as much fame as they can to garner the attention of the champions of Zeta City with the hopes of making the team. So my short pitch is imagine Avengers meets American Idol.
Okay. So the game itself is played on a map or on different maps, I guess.
Yeah.
What about the heroes? We have lots of heroes to choose from?
Literally,
just a couple?
Literally thousands. Right now on Kickstarter, I can't give you an exact number because that would involve me doing math, and that's not something I'm great at. That's what my partner does. I'm just the mouthpiece and the guy that comes up with ideas. He's the one that has to run them through a filter of logic. literally thousands. What you do is it's almost you take a top card and a bottom card. So your top card is going to be illustratively your head and shoulders. So, for example, you might be like Turbo Hawk. So Turbo would be the lower card showing your body, and it would have a passive ability on it. In this instance, it says if you can move more than two or more spaces during a turn, you can ping somebody for one damage. And you also would start with another card. Hawk would be your upper card, and it would determine what kind of hero you are. In this case, you would be a tech hero. There are four types of heroes. It would determine what your superpower is, and it would also determine you'd have two other cards that you'd have access to by the type of hero that you choose, and your special and your other epic action. Your other epic action is one that you sort of like can unlock through this organic leveling system that happens in the game. And the special action is the other one that you sort of start with. It's like the you know, the old standby, if you will, for them. So there's literally thousands, I mean, upwards of thousands of possible combinations when you play the game. I feel pretty comfortable saying it has some of the most replayability a board game could possibly offer.
Okay. So you your campaign has been going for, what is it, 20 days so, or give or take?
Yeah, we started on, I believe, February 5th. I think we have 12 days left in the campaign. We kind of chose an odd number, a 33-day campaign.
And you guys funded within the first 48 hours. It looks like you're way over your initial goal.
Yeah, we're over 300% right now. We funded in like 45 and a half hours, if I can brag a little bit.
Right on. And you've got tons of stretch goals and a couple of add-ons. You want to tell us about the stretch goals a little bit?
Yeah, well, the stretch goals, initially, we sort of put them, you know, as kind of low-hanging fruit. We see a lot of Kickstarter projects that have these, I don't know, I mean, you know, the game funds at this level, and then 10 to 20,000 later, you get something. We didn't want to do that. We really, I mean, especially since we're giving backers cards, which we want to include more cards in the game. And we didn't want to come in with that sort of pre-canned notion either of like, we knew we were going to give away these cards anyway. Like, we had cards that didn't make our manifest initially, but we wanted to be able to give them, but that would involve us having to get another sheet, you know, which increases manufacturing costs and things like that. So our initial stretch goals, we have two types of stretch goals. So we have social media stretch goals, where we encourage our backers to follow us on various social media channels like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, become a fan of the game on BoardGameGeek. And then we have our actual sort of monetized stretch goals, which are the more traditional ones. Right now we have unlocked – oh my gosh, let me go look and I'll tell you. We have – I should know this offhand, but I don't. We currently have unlocked a ton of cards. Just a ton of them. We just crossed – our most recent stretch goal was actually adding custom shapes to the henchmen – or to the underling meeples. And the next one is going to be custom shapes to the henchmen meeples. Those are the two different types of minions in the game. We originally had like the sort of traditional Carcassonne stock meeple, but we wanted to be able to add something a little more cool and specific to the game. So currently we have 1, 2, 3 – let me see. We've unlocked a ton of cards. We've unlocked like upward of 30 cards added to the game, around 30-ish cards through various social media stretch goals and the traditional stretch goals. Those include quirks, new heroes, new villains. The villains work a lot like the heroes. You have two cards and you line them up. So that also adds to the sort of replayability and the experience of the game.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about your company, Action Phase. How long you guys been around, and what sort of games do you guys publish?
Well, this is our first foray into self publishing. As far as like our history, Nick and I are the two designers. We have a number of people that work with us, like illustrators and things like that. I mean, we're not like, you know, a corporatized outfit or anything, but we have an illustrator. We have a guy that is sort of like our production manager that handles things like prototyping and maintaining card files, and he does the board art. We have another gentleman that does the graphic design. We have a girl that helps us with social media stuff that's a friend of ours that you met. So Action Phase, what do we want to do? Well, Nick and I worked on another game. I have a game published called Infamy that's through a company called Mercury Games that came out last November. It debuted at Board Game Geek convention in Dallas-Fort Worth. It's done pretty well. We actually had an unsuccessful Kickstarter for reasons unknown. It's kind of a strange thing. I think the game, it's like a cyberpunk Euro game, and I don't think people necessarily knew how to process that. But since it's come out, it's done really well. It was number 6th on Dan King from Dice Tower's top 10 games of 2013. And a few other people have given it, pretty much everyone's given it good reviews, actually. So Nick helped me do the development on that game. I started that game by myself, was about 80% done, and then I moved back to Indianapolis from New York City, and then Nick, who's a longtime friend of mine, jumped in and helped out with taking the game to that home stretch, balancing everything out, and sort of like, I mean, this is more of like a spreadsheet. Infamy is more like a spreadsheet type of game. You know, there's selection A and B, A and C, A and D, B and C, B and D, et cetera, et cetera. So it's more very Euro-y in terms of how it's designed. But we decided after working with the publisher, no offense to the publisher, that this was something that we wanted to try to do ourselves. And we felt very strongly that Heroes Wanted could be a brand, if you will. I guess a lot of people thought we were a little ridiculous and overly ambitious for assuming that we could achieve that on our first project out of the gate, but it was definitely something that we wanted to pursue because we see the game as having a lot of potential, a ton of replayability, I mean, just an obscene amount of replayability, and it's very easily expandable. So, yeah, we set out to do this about a year ago, actually in March at IndieCon, which incidentally IndieCon is this weekend. So it's been almost exactly a year that we sat down and played the game for the first time, and we literally have been meeting three times a week, every week, except for the week that I got married in May, for the last year, to get this project to the point where it is. So, and I think that shows actually to people.
Mm-hmm. So, you guys, you've got a bunch of stretch goals. You've got these social media stretch goals, which I think are kind of nice, and I've not seen anybody else ever use those. Can you give us a hint as to what projects we might see in the future from you? Are we going to see more from Heroes Wanted, or do you have other games in the plans?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our goal is as soon as, since this has been so successful, we already know what we know what we want to do. There was actually a little insider here. I'll share a little nugget of insider info. There was a fifth hero type in the game called Supernatural for a very long time. We kind of wavered on what we wanted it to do, and actually the quirks were sort of born of that. Like at the time, the Supernatural guys had these like curses or these hexes, and they would make people do sort of weird and funny things. And we sort of extrapolated that out and then turned that into quirks. So we know what we want to do with Supernatural guys now. We didn't want the game to be overwrought, if you know what I mean, coming out of the gate. So we thought we would reduce it to like four hero types. All the hero types are very like focused on specific strategies. So our intention is to release an expansion that will have more scenarios, that will expand two more hero types. Right now, I haven't stated this publicly, but I'll state it here. Our thought is that we will have elementals and supernatural characters, which are the two other members of the team that we have not released. We just did an add-on called we actually just updated it last night, called Champions and Masterminds, where you can actually play as the champions of Zeta City, the team to which you aspire to join. And as well, there's these villains that are called Masterminds. So these are like large, oversized, sort of tarot-sized cards that are just way more complex, very cool. When you play with the champions, it's fully co-op. I've never seen a game where five cards can turn the design on its head as much as it does, but it totally works and it's awesome. So we intend to do more with those as well, Champions and Masterminds, explore that as another way that people can enjoy the game. Right now we're pretty focused. I mean, Nick and I have like a stable of game ideas, some things that we've worked on and kind of put aside. Infamy was a pretty intense process to get it from where it was to publishing, and we spent a lot of time working on that in the last few months before the publisher took it off our hands. Pretty much we've just been focusing on this for the last year, and our intention is to continue to – oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. That's embarrassing.
That's all right. It happens.
Our intention is to continue to focus on Heroes Wanted.
Okay. Where can we see you this year? What conventions are you going to make it out to?
Well, we're going to be at Indie PopCon at the end of May. We just got invited to go to Midwest Media Expo in Detroit at the end of April. We intend to be at Gen Con, since it's local. We just did Hoosier Con. We're doing this thing called Indie Pop Con, which is kind of like an invite, only sort of convention. It's a really cool thing, but it's very small. And we are, you know, we're considering doing things like Gamma, hopefully Essen, et cetera. It just all depends. Right now, we're sort of, you know, once again, we're not prepared for the levels of success. We were prepared to succeed, but not to the extent that we have. So a lot of our time has been focused on really trying to bump the product and the project up in quality for our backers so that we could make it as awesome as possible. And that obviously takes a lot of time and dedication. But yeah, we intend to be at as many events as possible.
Okay. Well, I played this game this past weekend, just a few days ago, actually, and I loved it. I loved everything about it. It's kind of zany fun. The combinations we got were a lot of fun, and both Shirley, who's on our podcast, and myself, we both had a lot of fun with it. So we're both looking forward to getting the game. I've already backed it. That was a no-brainer.
Awesome.
I backed it while we were sitting there demoing it, so... And I'm really looking forward to this. I encourage any of our listeners to go check it out. You should definitely look at it and see what you think. I think the current level that's available is $55 for the game, which according to something I saw on your website, that's $10 less than what it's going to normally be after the Kickstarter, right?
Yeah, we've been kind of quiet about like projected MSRP because as the quality of the game goes up, obviously it increases the cost. We're not pushing that onto our backers by any means, but if we continue to do as well as we're doing, you know, and usually what they say is the last few days of a Kickstarter, you have the potential to make 20% of your total your total pledge levels. You can get 20% of it in the last 48 hours. So we're pretty hopeful we're going to cross $100,000, which means we have some really cool stuff like custom villain pawn, another really big game upgrade where, like, you know, the little tokens that you had on your bonus card and stuff, Matt, those will become actual discs, like wooden colored discs.
Right on.
So yes, nicer quality cards, like about as nice as you possibly can get. Nicer box for the game and things like that. Some really cool stuff planned. So yeah, we think the MSRP, our projected cost right now is $65 per unit. So it's $10 cheaper than what our original projections were for the retail market. Yeah.
Right on. Well, we had a blast. I encourage everybody to go check it out, and you can find these guys over at Facebook at facebook.com/actionphasegames. You can find them on Twitter at Action Phase. Their website is actionphasegames.com. And you can go to tinyurl.com/heroeswantedkick. And that'll take you right to their Kickstarter. I want to thank Travis for coming on and talking to us. And I'm looking forward to getting this game. The sooner the better. I guess I'll have to wait a little bit, though.
Yeah, there'll be a little bit of a lag. We're actually, right now, we're securing that we're going to hit this deadline of ours. The deadline is always been very liberal, to be honest, so should not be any sort of an issue, but we want to try to get it to our backers as soon as we possibly can.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you, and we will talk to everybody soon.
All right, thanks, Matt.